This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush has made his next Supreme Court choice. He will nominate Judge Samuel Alito, Jr. He's of the U.S. Court of Appeals, and if confirmed to the Supreme Court, he would fill the seat vacated by the retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. A formal White House announcement is expected in the next hour. We have this news thanks to NPR White House correspondent David Greene, who's at the White House. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Steve.
So Samuel Alito, not too widely known to the public yet, but he's certainly well-known in legal circles.
Very well-known in legal circles. And I think the most important thing to point out on his resume is his 15 years of experience as a judge sitting on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit in Philadelphia. Before that, a lot of experience as an attorney. He was a U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, and he served as an assistant to the U.S. Solicitor General under President Ronald Reagan. He was first nominated to the appeals court in Philadelphia by the last President Bush, President George H.W. Bush, in 1990.
And when you list that resume, it's going to be easy for some people to draw comparisons between Alito and Harriet Myers, who withdrew last week for the same nomination and was accused of being not qualified enough.
Indeed, the president was on the defensive a lot about the fact that Harriet Myers had no experience whatsoever as a judge. He defended that choice, saying, look, you know, there were some Democrats who said, let's get someone from outside the bench. He said that there have been other Supreme Court justices in the past who had no experience, but didn't seem like his argument was flying, especially with conservatives and with a lot of others around the country. And so one thing we pretty much knew about this next choice was that it would be an experienced judge.
Well, the other thing that happened to Harriet Myers was she was attacked by conservatives. What do the president's most important supporters think of Alito?
Well, obviously, we're going to have to see in coming days, and it's worth pointing out that at this point in the Myers nomination, no one would have predicted the backlash that came from a lot of conservatives. That said, Samuel Alito does seem to have a record on some key decisions on religion, on abortion, on the court in Philadelphia that is going to please conservatives. And on the other side, we've already heard from Harry Reid, the Senate Democratic leader, over the weekend that if the president went this way, it would be problematic for the Democratic caucus.
And we're going to explore Mr. Alito's record a little more thoroughly in just a moment. But first, how important is this nomination to the White House right now?
It was critical, Steve, and there's no guarantee this is going to help the president get his political footing back quickly. I think people here at the White House understand that. But last week was just awful politically for the White House. They all will acknowledge that. The whole American public could see that. You had, you know, 2,000 American soldiers killed in Iraq. You hit that benchmark. You had the Myers withdrawal. And then you had the indictment of Scooter Libby on Friday. So this was really important. The president went to Camp David. He came back. And I think he wanted to make this nomination and try to turn some of the attention to something positive quickly.
Have White House officials told you anything they've done differently in the selection process this time?
They haven't, but I think what you'll see, if there's anything that's going to appear different, it's going to be in the coming days and weeks. I think the White House feels like they didn't manage the nomination of Harriet Myers well. They were exposed in some ways. A lot of their political maneuvering, a lot of the phone calls, the one that Karl Rove made to conservatives became very public. And this isn't a White House that likes that kind of background maneuvering to be seen by Americans. And I think you'll see a much tighter, much more controlled process this time.
David Greene at the White House, stay with us if you would. I want to bring another voice into the conversation. His name is Douglas Kamek. He's a professor at Pepperdine University Law School, and he knows the nominee, Samuel Alito. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about Samuel Alito?
Well, Samuel Alito is a very careful judge. He is someone who I think the conservatives will be happy with, but I think Americans generally will be pleased with when they get to know him. He's someone who's quiet, unassuming, is very experienced, as you mentioned, 15 years on the bench, a former Supreme Court advocate. I got to know Judge Alito very well when he and I served in the Office of Legal Counsel in the Department of Justice. And if anything characterizes its work, it's meticulousness. He studies language for the intent of Congress, tries to respect that intent, and is very, very, very careful about observing individual rights provided in the Constitution. And so if you look at his specific opinions, you find him not deciding cases on ideological grounds, but very much with respect for precedent a very careful study of the Supreme Court's opinion, so much so that he's often turned to on the Third Circuit to evaluate precedents in en banc rulings, rulings of the entire circuit. So this is a very fine choice.
You've just named something that came up in the nomination of John Roberts to be the Chief Justice of the United States, how justices should regard precedents. And, of course, foremost in many people's minds are the precedents on abortion. You're saying that this is a man who has great respect for precedents of the Supreme Court.
That's right. And he has respect for him in the way that a very studied, very learned mind has respect for him. Namely, he reads them. And he reads them for what they were intended to convey, and no broader than that, so that he does, in fact, have the qualities of someone who understands the usage of words in context. What was the legislature attempting to do? Why did it approach the problem in a particular way? What was the history of the constitutional provision on a given score? Sam will ask all of those questions. He will not rush to judgment. He will be someone who, in fact, when you say respects precedent, respects it not because it's politically popular or the particular outcome is one that he may like, but because it has been provided for in the law.
Although, and let's stick with this one hot-button issue, obviously there are many issues we're going to be discussing in the coming hours and days. Planned Parenthood versus Casey, one of the best-known cases that the Supreme Court has ruled on concerning abortion, that involved a Pennsylvania law that required women seeking abortions to consult their husbands. The Supreme Court eventually overturned that law, but on the way, Samuel Alito wrote an opinion saying that he thought that law should stand.
Well, we have to remember that the Supreme Court of the United States upheld virtually all of that Pennsylvania law, and they divided 6-3 on that particular issue. Judge Alito did say that he thought husbands and wives had an interest in the pregnancy of within a family, and that in many cases a better decision, a more informed decision would be made by the woman if she had the opportunity to discuss matters with her husband, not in the sense that would put any woman in jeopardy, because the Pennsylvania statute had provided an exception for abuse or circumstances where the marriage was dysfunctional. So Judge Alito did disagree with ultimate Supreme Court majority in that case, but the Supreme Court itself was closely divided on that.
We're talking to Douglas Kamek. He's a professor at Pepperdine University Law School. I want to come back very briefly to NPR's David Green at the White House. David, Alito was mentioned as a candidate the last time around when Harriet Myers was chosen instead. Do you have any insight, and I know it's early, any insight in why Alito wasn't chosen the first time around?
A couple things. One, I think that, and we heard it from First Lady Laura Bush herself, that there was a push to replace Justice O'Connor with a woman. So that might have been, if there were a few last people on the list, that might have been the tiebreaker. And the president also has always sought to make nominations of people who are very close to him and who he knows very well. And that was a Harriet Myers. But it seems like in this case, he's put those two priorities aside.
David Green at the White House, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And Douglas Kamek at Pepperdine University Law School, thank you very much for getting up early for us this morning.
Absolutely.
And again, the news, the nominee to the Supreme Court by President Bush will be Samuel Alito Jr. We'll be hearing more about that throughout the morning. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.